This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors say that a Coast Guard lieutenant who's under arrest compiled hit list of lawmakers. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S.-backed forces say that they are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. Coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. Meanwhile, a group of Islamic State militants in Syria has been handed over to Iraq. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border, amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump lashed out Wednesday at a report that he asked his former acting attorney general to put a Trump ally in charge of a federal investigation into hush money. Mr. Trump said that, according to the New York Times report, that they are the true enemy of the people. This is VOA News. The attorney for an Alabama woman who joined the Islamic State group in Syria says he has proof that she is, in fact, a U.S. citizen. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has denied entry into this country for 24-year-old Hoda Muthanna, saying she isn't a citizen and doesn't have a valid passport. She and her 18-month-old son are now in a refugee camp. Her attorney, Hassan Shibley, has released a copy of her birth certificate, along with a letter from a U.S. official showing that when she was born in New Jersey, her father was no longer a Yemeni diplomat. Shibley says she will also have to face justice when she returns.
We have a legal system to handle those kinds of situations and hold people accountable, and that's all she's asking for. She's willing to be held accountable.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The number of hate groups in the United States appears to be growing, according to AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it counted 1,020 hate groups in 2018, the highest number recorded since it broadened its survey in the 1990s. The director of the Law Center's Intelligence Project says the count reflects an enlivened American hate movement that's been growing for the past 4 years. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks white supremacists and other far-right extremists and defines a hate group as an organization that attacks or maligns an entire class of people. Some organizations on the list have criticized or even sued over the hate group label, accusing the Southern Poverty Law Center of political bias. I'm Ben Thomas.
And more political casualties in the ongoing battle over Britain's proposed exit from the European Union. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
I'm done.
Another chapter in the Brexit drama on Wednesday. Three lawmakers from the ruling Conservatives quit the party and sit down in Parliament next to seven opposition colleagues who formed an independent group. Sarah Wollaston, Anna Soubry and Heidi Allen have written to British Prime Minister Theresa May to confirm their departure over what they call the government's disastrous handling of Brexit. They say they're fearful of the prospect of leaving the European Union without an exit deal, and they want a second referendum.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Five U.S. citizens who were among eight men detained over the weekend with the weapons and other arms have returned to the United States. U.S. and Haitian officials say the men departed the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, Wednesday afternoon before their scheduled court appearance. It is unclear exactly what the men are being charged with in the United States or where they're being held. Earlier on Wednesday, the Miami Herald quoted a police source as saying that they've left. That's referring to the five Americans. The men are all identified as former Navy SEALs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.